Now to Iran. A few months back, we were thinking that the solution to the nuclear standoff between Iran and the West would have something to do with Iran sending its partially enriched uranium to somewhere like Russia. Now we have another deal, signing an agreement with Turkey and Brazil in which a large part of Iran's stocks of enriched uranium will be shipped to Turkey in return for fuel for a Tehran research reactor. To explain the significance of this deal and how it differs from what was floated a little while back is the BBC's Tehran correspondent joining us from London. John Lyne, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So there was talk of shipping the enriched uranium from Iran to another company quite a while ago. How does this deal move us forward or revisit that issue with Russia?
Well, indeed, and we're still really kind of, and I'm sure the Western governments are scrutinizing the fine print of this deal. The original one was that it went, the enriched uranium or low enriched uranium went to Russia, which then enriched up to 20%. Then it went to France, who then fabricated it into fuel rods that could be used in this Tehran research reactor. Back it came to Tehran. The benefits for everybody was that a large part of Iran's stocks of uranium were shipped out of the country, which neutralized that. In other words, it couldn't be turned into a nuclear bomb. It meant Iran got the fuel for this research reactor, which it says it needs to produce medical isotopes. And everybody was happy, except that nobody was, because they just couldn't seem to clinch the deal. After the initial agreement in Geneva, for whatever reason, it fell through. The West would say Iran just never quite pushed it through. President Ahmadinejad perhaps didn't have the clout at home following his domestic difficulties, following the election dispute, to get this past sceptical hardliners. So now, instead, the uranium goes to Turkey, a country Iran trusts a bit more than it trusts Russia, with which it's got a troubled history. And then exactly what happens is not clear. Whether this enriched uranium itself actually gets further converted or whether it just sits there as a kind of hostage while the West then produces this new batch of fuel for the Tehran research reactor. And of course, what happens after that? What happens to the low enriched uranium that Iran has shipped out to Turkey? Does it get it back again?
Indeed.
That we're not sure about. But what Iran does seem to have agreed to, according to the text of this deal, is a delay, which was one of the crucial issues, that there is a year between Iran shipping the fuel out and the new fuel coming in. And that year does provide a degree of assistance to the process, a degree of confidence that at least if Iran wants to make a bomb, and of course it denies it does, that that process would at least be delayed by a year.
And it's not clear if that year delay would be a deal breaker for the West. Maybe the headline here, John Lyne, is this is Turkey really asserting itself on the diplomatic stage, and a whole sense that there's been so much proliferation in the nuclear industry that you can handle this kind of a fuel cycle outside of the West entirely. Turkey and Brazil can handle it all by themselves.
Brazil maybe, Turkey no. I think the subtext of this, of course, is this new pressure for new sanctions. Turkey and Brazil are both on the UN Security Council, so they could not block new sanctions, but certainly prevent unanimity in the Security Council.
Interesting.
So I think the Americans are going to be, particularly Washington, is going to be very wary that this is just a delaying tactic. There's very little confidence, very little trust between the West and Iran, of course. So everybody's going to be looking at fine print and really seeing if this is a real deal or just Iran playing for time.
Would Turkey vote against the U.S. in the Security Council on something like this?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah. John Lyne, BBC Tehran correspondent. We don't want to get you to speculate there, John, but based in London, talking about a deal announced this morning where Iran would send its partially enriched uranium to Turkey and Brazil. Thanks so much.